You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. We are halfway through the Obamacare open enrollment period, and we've got a bit of a healthcare mystery on our hands. Earlier this week, federal health officials reported nearly 800,000 consumers selected plans on healthcare.gov. That is the federal website where people shop for plans. And it's the third consecutive week that enrollment has outpaced last year's numbers. More than 2 million people have picked plans so far. From our health desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein looks at what could be driving the surge.
There's no easy explanation for the surge in signups.
I thought that the administration was going to be successful in all of the different efforts it's made to discourage people from signing up.
George Lowenstein is a professor of economics and psychology at Carnegie Mellon University. He says there are plenty of reasons that you'd expect enrollment to drop this year. The Trump administration cut the ACA advertising budget by 90%. It cut funding for navigators, the people who help consumers shop around, and healthcare.gov goes dark for a while most weekends. That's all happening, says Lowenstein, while premiums have spiked and fewer insurers are selling policies.
Almost for sure there has to be something interesting happening at a psychological level.
The most likely culprit? Maybe something called loss aversion. Robert Caldini, author of the book Influence, Science, and Practice, says you see loss aversion all the time, like when a cupcake chain shuts down.
And their signature cupcake that was going for about $4 immediately began getting offers of up to $250 a piece online.
Caldini's hunch is that Republicans' threat to repeal Obamacare is driving people to get coverage before it's too late. Another factor, says the University of Pittsburgh's Kate Lamberton, lots of us don't like to be told what to do. So the Trump administration pulling the ads is like Big Brother going away.
An interesting and I'm sure completely unintended consequence may be that some people didn't feel pushed into it. They didn't feel yelled at.
Ironically, this phenomenon was likely at play back when Obamacare first passed. Plenty of people resented the federal government telling them to buy insurance. Now that the law might go away, plenty of people resent the federal government for trying to take it from them. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.